There was silence for quite a while in the captain's cabin. It was not that Norton was at a loss for words. Rather, he could think of too many questions, but he was not sure which ones it would be tactful to ask. Finally, he remarked, in as mild and non-committal a voice as he could manage, "That's a very interesting concept, and though I don't go along with your faith, it's a tantalizingly plausible one." He was not being hypocritical or flattering. Stripped of its religious overtones, Rodrigo's theory was at least as convincing as half a dozen others he had heard. Suppose some catastrophe was about to befall the human race, and a benevolent higher intelligence knew all about it. That would explain everything, very neatly. However, there were still a few problems. "A couple of questions, Boris. Rama will be at perihelion in 3 weeks. Then it will round the sun and leave the solar system just as fast as it came in. There's not much time for a day of judgment, or for shipping across those who are, selected. However, that's going to be done."
"Very true. So when it reaches perihelion, Rama will have to decelerate and go into a parking orbit, probably one with aphelion at Earth's orbit. There it might make another velocity change and rendezvous with Earth."
This was disturbingly persuasive. If Rama wished to remain in the solar system, it was going the right way about it. The most efficient way to slow down was to get as close to the sun as possible and carry out the braking maneuver there. If there was any truth in Rodrigo's theory, or some variant of it, it would soon be put to the test.
"One other point, Boris. What's controlling Rama now?"
"There is no doctrine to advise on that. It could be a pure robot, or it could be a spirit. That would explain why there are no signs of biological life forms."
The haunted asteroid. Why had that phrase popped up from the depths of memory? Then he recalled a silly story he had read years ago. He thought it best not to ask Boris if he had ever run into it. He doubted if the other's tastes ran to that sort of reading.
"I'll tell you what we'll do, Boris," said Norton, abruptly making up his mind. He wanted to terminate this interview before it got too difficult, and thought he had found a good compromise. "Can you sum up your ideas in less than, 1,000 bits?
"Yes, I think so."
"Well, if you can make it sound like a straightforward scientific theory, I'll send it, top priority, to the Rama Committee. Then a copy can go to your church at the same time, and everyone will be happy."
"Thank you, Commander. I really appreciate it."
"Oh, I'm not doing this to save my conscience. I'd just like to see what the committee makes of it. Even if I don't agree with you all along the line, you may have hit on something important."
"Well, we'll know at perihelion, won't we?"
"Yes. We'll know at perihelion."
When Boris Rodrigo had left, Norton called the bridge and gave the necessary authorization. He thought he had solved the problem rather neatly. Besides, just suppose that Boris was right. He might have increased his chances of being among the saved.